Governmental Affairs Report. It is often said that when listening or reading, we retain little more than the very beginning and the very end. I've made the following point at the end of many of my messages, both in this position and when I was president, and it hasn't resulted in much feedback. So I've decided to make it at the beginning and see what happens. You, the members, are the driving force behind what issues we choose to take on in Sacramento and even in our nation's capital. Page 36. Thus, I want to hear from you on what issues are most important to you, what do you think we need to do about them, and whether you intend to put in some elbow grease toward accomplishing what you'd like to see happen. You can call me at 916-995-3967 or email me at jeff.thom@ccbnet.org. And what might your responses generate? Well, anything from a possible column in this magazine to action at our state convention and perhaps even a bill in Sacramento. The only thing I can say with certainty is that if you don't speak up, you won't be heard. So what's new in Sacramento? With the Democrats holding supermajorities in both houses of the legislature and the better-than-expected tax revenue projections, the political climate is much calmer than it has been in recent years. The governor, however, has vowed to be very conservative when it comes to new spending. So you can expect potential vetoes in the upcoming budget and on bills that he deems are out of line with his promise to hold the line on fiscal matters. An interesting example that should tell us a great deal about the landscape involves a 10% Medi-Cal provider cut, which the courts have upheld on top of other cuts that are being made to provider rates. Interestingly enough, California has one of the lowest Medicaid program provider rates in the nation, a fact that causes providers to leave the Medi-Cal program or to raise private rates to make up for their losses under Medi-Cal. Page 37. In that context, AB 900, a bill which has strong support by Medi-Cal providers, local governments, and advocacy groups, as well as wide support among both Republicans and Democrats, would overturn this 10% cut. It remains to be seen what will happen as the budget process goes forward. Interestingly enough, even Democrats appear to want to create a fairly strong reserve out of some one-time tax revenues that came in this year. There also appears to be broad bipartisan support on another budget issue, which was one of our Capitol Day legislative imperatives, namely that of specifically allocating some of the funding that will go to community colleges to restore part of the 40% cut in disabled students' programs and services funding. The Capitol Day participants and others who testified at budget hearings did a fine job representing CCB on this issue. Only time will tell whether the governor gets on board with the legislature on this issue. Another of our Capitol Day imperatives was opposition of AB 459, a bill that would gradually raise from 35% to 100% the amount of healthy foods and beverages that blind vendors would be required to have in vending machines on state property. Page 38. Since many vendors do not have even close to a median level of income, even a small drop in their vending facility revenue has a serious impact on their ability to stay in business. On the other hand, healthy food advocates are equally passionate and feel they need to do whatever it takes to create a healthier society. So often, California is on the cutting edge of controversial issues. I have little doubt that this is just one more example. Our vendors support the provision of healthy food choices, but not when it places them at a severe competitive disadvantage to others in the marketplace who are not required to comply with similar requirements. Lastly, I want to mention something that I would characterize as a very happy coincidence. A couple of years ago, at the urging of Governmental Affairs Committee member Steve Mendelson, we adopted a resolution calling for more persons with disabilities to be appointed as part of the judiciary. Although our resolution never even raised an eyebrow with the governor's office, a bill is moving swiftly through the legislature, AB 1005, by Assemblymember Alejo, that would require data to be collected on members and prospective appointees to the judiciary based on disability, in a manner similar to that which is required under current law for other minority segments of our population. Page 39, this bill is not the complete answer to our concerns, but it is a major step forward in shedding light on the problem. We weren't responsible for the bill, but we certainly are supporting it. Well, that just about wraps it up for this column. However, there's one thing you can be sure of. There will always be plenty of items that can be included in this report. So stay tuned and keep up the good work.